Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's 38 special bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're thinking. We've got our thinking caps on here with our good friend Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher, CFP, author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. And we're talking about how to be a better thinker, how to focus your thinking on simplicity. Bob, help us with that. What's the next step?
Well, I think the next step is there are three separate things to go through when you're trying to simplify. Remove, replace, and restructure. So the first thing that we want to do is we say, can we remove this? Do we still need to do this? Is this something we've done for historical reasons? Check with our values. Sometimes our values change and things that we did before are no longer necessary. Mm-hmm. And then replacement. Quite frequently we can do the same thing, accomplish what we were trying to do, but do it in another way that creates far more simplicity mm-hmm. for ourselves, our employees, our customers.
Part of that restructuring could be outsourcing.
Yes, absolutely.
I encourage small business owners. I've said for a long time, Bob, that outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business. And the reason why there's been an explosion of small business owners, small businesses, not just backwater mom and pops like we had 30 years ago, but real highly functioning vendor partner type businesses, is because of outsourcing. Because we've outsourced internally to people who can do a job better than us, like payroll or HR or something mm-hmm. like that, or we've created an outsource element or component of our business model, where we're outsourcing for our customers, and that's a great way to restructure.
And the really nice thing is, especially in small business, you know, your revenues fluctuate. Sometimes they fluctuate greatly, and you know, if you have employees that you don't like ever to lay people off, if you can avoid it, and if you can sometimes outsource some of those things, then you're not in that position.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What are some other things that you're recommending to clients, or that you're when you say thinking?
Yes.
You talk about simplicity, but it all begins with what you call thinking, the way people think.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how we can get into that thinking mode.
Well, the important thing is that this is thinking in the abstract. This is thinking about thinking as opposed to thinking about a problem. And so when we think about the simplicity as far as thinking, there are five things that we do. We find the area where we're going to try to simplify. And the next thing is we define our objective. That's step two.
Mm-hmm.
The third step is we apply those processes that we talked about, removal, replacement, or restructure. And then the first step is to assess the change. Did we make things simpler by doing this? Is it simpler for the customer? Is it simpler for employees? Is it simpler for us? Who's it simpler for? And then the last thing, after we've done that assessment and we know that it's a good idea, then what we'll do is we'll implement.
So is this a brainstorming session we could have with our staff, that where we say, okay, over the next 6 months, let's take an hour and let's identify everything we do, and let's go through those five steps and sort of role play what it would look like if we applied those to any given task that we have?
Yes. What we would do is we would go through those steps and look at each of the areas of our company and say, can we simplify? Can we make things better through this? And the key thing is, when you are doing a simplicity exercise, you are only focused on simplicity. So, I mean, we can't do this, and somebody says, well, if we did this, we would we don't want to do this because we'd give up revenues, or we would not be able to handle this. Just right. Look at it solely from simplicity, mm-hmm. and then evaluate at the end if you want to implement it.
Right. Well said. Bob, good job today helping us understand a little bit more about how to be better thinkers, how to work on avoiding complexity and focusing on simplicity. And remember, folks, customers like things when they're simple. Bob Fisher, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure being on your show, as always.
Robert J. Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com. Is that right, Bob?
Correct.
Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassie, I'm the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.